B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? Hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
You a chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Yes, time for Sound Off. And the number always is 610-771-9705. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line. It's very easy. You just leave a message. Nobody's going to answer. Nobody's going to hang up on you. Leave a message if it's quality, and that could be either good or bad. We may put it together in our little thing we call Sound Off. Let's see what we have today.
Could have got angry that Claypool tore us up in historic fashion. Could have got angry that Barry was asked to play man-to-man coverage, but he just couldn't. Could have got angry that DK Metcalf carried his team to victory, but thank God we took JJ Arcega-Whiteside. Could have got angry that Claypool could have been our guy, but we decided to take a backup quarterback. But you know what? I just don't really give a That's what happens when your front office neglects to provide your team with playmakers and guys who can help you win.
Masses aren't happy. However, a win Sunday changed a lot of things.
Since when did Doug Peterson become such a tough guy? Since when did this smugness come in? Like, the way that he talks to the media, the way that he talks down to fans and people that question any type of decision that he makes is disgusting. I'm ready to move on from Doug P. I'm ready to move on from Jim Schwartz. I'm ready to move on from Carson Wentz. And I'm ready to move on from Harry Roseman.
I am. Moving on from everybody here is important right now. Doug has gotten a little chesty. It happens.
Touch.
It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
It does.
Another unsatisfying Sunday afternoon, and here is my observation. How does your running back break off a 73-yard touchdown run early in the first quarter and not finish the game with 100 yards rushing? It's almost impossible.
Yeah, this Miles Sanders thing is very peculiar. Because they don't seem to have a real trust in him. You know?
No, but 10 carries, 6 yards outside of the 74-yard touchdown. I'm waiting. I hope it's this week where we won the game because of that guy. That hasn't happened
yet. No, it hasn't happened.
Well, wasn't
and
it?
I think that's
not
a
as
fair,
dynamic as we expected.
And I think that's a fair expectation. When he talked about how he was going to be up there with the Saquon, pre-injury, and the top guys, he has not been truly special. He's, outside of that long run, he's only averaging 4 yards a carry.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets credit for the long run, but 4 yards a carry is it.
I know.
Sunday was very ominous. Alex Smith comes back from a broken leg. Dak Prescott is out for the year with a broken leg. Nelson Aguilar has become Chris Carter out there in Vegas for some odd reason. And every rookie wide receiver that plays the Eagles just has to rub it in our face and score a touchdown on it.
Well, on the Aguilar thing, don't be conned by the highlight on Aguilar. Don't be conned. All right, because that's going to level off. But I made it a point last week. I'm looking around seeing all these young receivers the Eagles could have had. And I don't think it's any coincidence that they're achieving in this league.
A lot of pressure on Rager when he comes back from that injury in another week or so.
There's total malpractice on the GM and the coach. You take a quarterback in the second round undermining your quarterback. You don't want to pay Zach Ertz because you also have Goddard coming up for a contract extension. So Zach Ertz is out there like, well, I'm not going to go out here and get hurt. So the whole thing with the front office is that they're undermining two of their stars so they can get Jalen Hurts in there. And trust me, Mike, I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be the guy.
Well, I don't know. They think he is. And I guess that's the only thing that's important. I love the shoehorn effect of Jalen Hurts, though. Because there he is. He's kind of standing there. He's like, standing there. He's got the 8 on. Right? He's standing right here like this. Sudfeld's wearing the funny hat. Jalen is standing there like this. So, like, okay, let's call a play where he throws a pass this
Finally. I'm glad. It was a complete, good pass.
Let's get him in so he can throw a pass.
You know, I had a random thought this morning. If all these rookies doing well against the Eagles week after week, we should hope for Patrick McQueen get like a sack and a fumble and J.K. Dobbins get 100 yards on us. Because maybe that is what it's going to take for us to get rid of Howie Roseman as a GM. Week after week, every rookie we could have drafted just shows off on us.
Well, you weren't going to take the running back.
I thought that they need another running back.
Really?
I thought that was value. I would have taken him. I think he can play.
Yeah, I think he can too, but I don't think that they thought that they were going to like overkill that position.
Right.
But Queen and Murray were there as linebackers.
Could have used either one of them.
Yep.
I love it, Mike. You love starting with Flyers fans when you talk your junk. And now here it is with your LeBron greatness love. Dude, get over it already. The guy's never going to be the best of all time. You can't go 6-for-6 and be second, my friend.
Well, how can you go 0-for-6? Like, you know, there's an 0-for-6 in Jordan, right? So, I don't know. Yes, he is in the conversation. I don't think there's any questions in the conversation. And for me, if he wins one more, I'm anointing him, all right? Now, I don't know how you misjudge me. I still have Jordan ahead, so don't... But listen, if you don't think there's a conversation, if he wins another one, then you're from the Church of Jordan, and you need to find other churches.
Yeah, Mike. So, like, what's the deal with Nate Gary, man? You know, was he good in college and good in high school? Because he's not an NFL player. You know, he's hurting the team. It's like it's 11 against 10.
My man, I think, said a little, he was a little bong worthy.
He was feeling good.
So, yeah, but I hear you. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of summer. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like
what?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was sound off. Well, folks, stay tuned because Beers with Bob's coming up. That's right. Every Tuesday, 6 to 7, Bob Cooney, Andrew Salchunas, they took a look at this past weekend's game. They'll look ahead to the next game. So you just kick back, you tune in, you crack open a beer, and you check out Beers with Bob starting tonight at 6 on NBC Sports Philly. Flyers Red Wings from December 2018, the debut of Carter Hart. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.